Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Our criminal justice system into the direction of the 21st century.
His special directives that he's enacted has given criminals kind of a get out of jail free card.
We need to use science and data in order to address public safety of violent crime.
His data and science is completely flawed.
Nobody's safe in Los Angeles because of District Attorney Gascon.
You will see that not only have I enhanced public safety.
Don't get that name on my face. That's a champ right there.
I am absolutely outraged at the lies that Mr. Gascon is spewing.
He has no business implementing laws of his own personal choice, which we voted against.
We've done so in a way that is much more both physically and socially responsible.
Not only is he breaking the law, but he is not doing what he is supposed to do as a district attorney, and that is protect his victims.
He is in the wrong office. He should have been a public defender.
He's voted in. He can be voted out.
Salute. Celebrating us going home on this Gaskin direct.
Crime is at a historic low in this nation, a historic low in the state.
That's a bunch of baloney to me.
And now, for an update on the recall of L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, here's John and Ken.
John Cobell, Ken Champeau, it's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Remember, the website is recalldageorgegascon.com. They're doing a whole bunch of, they're calling it like a Saturday super signing day. Petition signings coming up this Saturday from 11 to 2 at every town hall in Los Angeles County. So go to that website to find the specific location for you to sign the petition.
We don't celebrate a lot of those special days and special weeks, you know, all the Facebook holidays. But this is National Crime Victims' Rights Week, and it actually is important to look at this week in the context of George Gascon, because he has systematically ignored the rights of criminal victims in this state. And they have rights, constitutional
have,
right?
Yeah, they have Marcy's Law. I mean, we have covered crime and DAs in all the decades we've been here in California, but we have never come to a point where we have to have special representation for crime victims. I remember Steve Cooley said it's like going down the rabbit hole. It's hard to believe where we popped out, but it's some sort of bizarre and really dangerous universe.
Oh, yeah. It's an inverted universe where he's got a love affair with criminals who murder, rape, assault, and steal, and the victims and the victims' families are ignored, insulted, neglected. And again, they have constitutional rights. But we're going to talk now with Kathy Cady, who we've had on the show a number of times, former LA County.
She's a retired deputy DA, and she's now representing many victims, victims' rights attorney.
Kathy, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me and for recognizing this important week.
Talk about
By the way, we're grateful for what you do. I mean, you must just be so busy all the time now with this guy as DA.
Well, yes, I will say my last 16 months have been very, very busy and representing victims and trying to help make sure they get justice and help them have their voice, which is one of their constitutional rights. But more importantly, you know, it's victims who started the whole recall movement for DA George Gascon, and they are the ones who are behind this movement, and I fully support them. And as you may know, I'm one of the co-chairs of the recall DA George Gascon. So this week right now is really an effort and to make sure that their voice is heard and that, you know, the public understands the devastation that has come to them and how they're being re-traumatized by Gascon and his policies, and to encourage people to get involved and to be involved with the recall DA George Gascon, because that's really the only way that we will restore public safety and get him out of office and make sure that victims are once again being protected.
Talk about the rights, the constitutional rights that victims and victims' families have, the ones that Gascon has been stomping on for the last year and a half.
Sure. Well, so victims in the California Constitution, and just to be really clear, constitutional rights are stronger than statutory rights. So in the California Constitution, they are entitled to 17 enumerated rights, but the main one is they're entitled to justice and due process, which is to make sure that the laws are followed. And the purpose of all of Marcy's Law rights is to make sure that victims are not forgotten in the criminal justice system, right? It might be a case to Mr. Gascon, but to the victim, it's their life. And if it was a person who was murdered, you know, it's their family member's life that was taken. And they have a definite interest in what goes on in the criminal case. So they have a right to, first of all, get notice. They have a right to know what's going on in the case. They have a right to be present in the courtroom to see what's going on in the case and to hear what's going on in the case. And they have a right to be heard, which means they have a right to have their voice heard. And Gascon seems to be trampling over each and every one of their rights. And then he does so and says, well, but we have all these services that they can get. And the services, I know very well the services that are available to victims, which are critical, very important to them. They've been provided by the Bureau of Victim Services, and I was involved in that when I was in the office, for well over 40 years. So these are not some new services that he's provided. These have been going on for, like I say, decades. But he continues to just trample victims' rights, and then instead of trying to fix that and make sure that he actually listens to victims and takes into consideration what they have to say and the devastation that's occurred in their lives.
Well, when they find out that the perpetrator is not being prosecuted fully, is getting a light sentence, is getting out early, and they're not aware of the process or why the prisoner is getting that special treatment, I mean, that their rights are getting violated there. And is there any recourse when somebody finds out that Gascon has left them in the dark? Is there anything they can do about it?
Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, there's something in there that says that they can bring it to the court, and the court is supposed to act promptly on any violation of their rights. So theoretically, there is a way to do that, that victims can't sue or anything like that, but they can bring it to the court's attention and hope that, you know, the judge will recognize that there's been a violation and then order that it be corrected. But what I will say is the one way that victims right now, because they're so incredibly fed up with all the violations and the incredible disrespect that he has shown to victims. Well, they've taken matters into their own hands, and they've started the recall movement. And again, this is not political. It's not partisan. It is victim-initiated, and by victims of all, you know, colors, all neighborhoods, all demographics, all everything, to say, we are really mad at you, Gascon, because you keep violating our rights, and we want you out. So the recall movement, what I will say is that, you know, we are going strong. We are very well organized with people who are, you know, in the position of figuring out how to be successful in this. They absolutely know what they're doing. And, you know, we've already gotten about 350,000 signatures. So we are well on our way, and we're just about to start a campaign of sending out petitions in the mail. And, of course, we have our Super Saturday event. So, you know, we are hopeful that if people really get involved and use their voice that, you know, we will shortly be able to announce that we're at about 400,000 signatures. So that is the goal. What I will say is that if people are upset about what's going on, the only way you can make a difference is by signing the petition. So please get a petition, find a place to go, sign the petition, make sure that your voice is being counted, because you want to stand with victims and you want to make sure that community safety is once again something that we have in our neighborhoods. Where we don't feel afraid to go out and where businesses are being protected. So, you know, that's really the goal of this week, is to make sure that victims' voices are heard and that, you know, they're standing up to say we've had enough. And, you know, as voters in LA County, I hope we can all say that.
All right, Kathy, thank you so much for coming on again. We appreciate all your hard work for the victims.
Thank you so much. And, you know, always grateful for the coverage that you're giving to this important issue.
All right. It's recalldageorgegascon.com. That's Kathy Cady, a former deputy district attorney for L.A. County, but now she works for victims, representing them for free in their struggles against George Gascon and the horrible L.A. County justice system it's become with him as D.A. We got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. I saw a homeless guy get roughed up today by the cops.
Why do you sound excited?
Actually, it was pretty exciting. It really livened up lunch.
The steak you ate?
Oh, it was the brisket.
Oh, the brisket. Mm-hmm. Guess who's at the borders coming on after 4:30? The U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Krikorian.
Yes.
We talked about him earlier in the show. And, of course, Mark is executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies. He wrote a column that appears today in the New York Post about Biden, the border, and Title 42, and the mad rush that's coming. And his take, is that the Biden administration would like all the immigrants in the world to come here. They just want it to get more orderly.
That's right. Which is clear and obvious, but no one is saying this out loud. Is he has no intention of stopping the flow. They just want to manage it in a more orderly way.
Right.
And but the broad number of people coming over, the Biden administration is encouraging it and would be happy if it expanded even further.
All right. So he'll come on after 4:30. A reminder, tomorrow, earlier in the show, we'll be talking to attorney Greg Smith. And the reason I'm mentioning it is that he's going to talk about his case involving four clients. They are prosecutors of the L.A. County D.A.'s office, and they say they got demoted for objecting to Gascon's policies, and they have sued. We actually have a copy of the lawsuit. We'll have Greg Smith on the air tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. Okay, now, you and a homeless man being accosted by the police.
Well, I went to lunch today with a couple of people. I'm not going to say what town, but it's a town that does not use the LAPD policy of just letting anything go. And this guy was on a public sidewalk, drinking, making a lot of noise. Somebody called the cops. And he got a little belligerent, started yelling, bellowing, moaning, making a real ruckus, and started resisting. Well, man, in seconds, 9 cops showed up.
Oh.
Yeah, like at least 4 police cars. And
did you record it? Because it could be a possible police violation.
I just walked over to the window and watched him get roughed up.
Can't think of the damn term. What is it called? Unnecessary roughness. Unnecessary football.
Yeah, a ref showed up and blew a whistle.
It's the use of force. It's considered
excessive force. I don't know what was excessive, but he was really boy. This guy was middle-aged. What a rough life he's had. What was he doing? He was just creating a public nuisance. That's what I'm saying. We were in L.A., so the standards were different. Right. He was sitting on the sidewalk drinking, and he was making a lot of noise and being kind of belligerent. And when the cops tried
to get him, harassing bypassers?
I don't know. I wasn't there for the very beginning. All of a sudden, the cops all showed up. I mean, there were a lot of them, at least nine that I counted. And they had sirens blaring and the lights flashing. And this is something that in L.A. never happens. And to see this happen, it's like, oh, my God, the good old days are back here. Whoa, look at this. Police actually getting some disgusting, dangerous vagrant off the sidewalk. And they took him away.
All right. Subdued him.
What?
Well, I wonder what happens. He gets released probably in an hour.
I don't know, but I just enjoyed the moment. Anyway, he was scraped off the sidewalk. That was the good thing. So that, you know, people wanting to get into the restaurant didn't have to deal with this animal.
Scraped off the sidewalk.
Boy, he looked like he spent his whole life on meth, too. Just.
We'll be talking about the U.S.-Mexico border when we come back. Here is another little nugget for you. FAIR, remember FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform?
Yes.
They have a new number out for us as to how many illegal immigrants are in the United States. 15.5, that's up a million since Biden became president.
That's right.
They had an estimate of 14.5 million. They now say it's 15.5 million, and it's costing the American taxpayer an additional $9.4 billion a year.
Yeah, they got to live, so they got a lot of public services.
Well, it appears that this is what the Biden administration wants to do, that anybody that wants to come to the United States should be allowed to, and just about everybody will qualify for asylum or whatever else they use as an excuse.
Well, they want to come to the border. Keep watering down the influence of the original European settlers.
So we'll be talking to Mark Krikorian next, executive director for the Center of Immigration Studies. We understand he's at the border. We'll find out where and get his take on all this next.
John and Ken Show, KFI. Research suggests that cell phones and Wi-Fi create radiation fields leading to early onset Alzheimer's.
Oh, it's the old brain cancer thing. Now it's Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, yep. There you go.
The Wi-Fi. See, those people are right that opposed it.
Yeah. What if they Wi-Fi. Were right?
Biden's been around a lot of Wi-Fi.
All right, we're going to talk now with Mark Krikorian, who's been with us many times. He's with the Center for Immigration Studies. And he,
Executive Director.
Yes, he writes for the National Review, the New York Post, and many other places. And as you know, the border is, that's where all the action is. Right now, you've got hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens pouring over, and the Biden administration is trying to end Trump's effective strategies to slow down and stop the border migration, including Title 42, which is the COVID health policy excuse to keep them out, and also the Remain in Mexico policy, which strands people in Mexico indefinitely until we feel like giving them an asylum hearing.
All right, so apparently Mark is in Brownsville, Texas, right there at the border. He's going to speak to us from there. We'll find out exactly what he's learning going down there.
Mark, what are you doing there? You looking for root causes? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Says he's on. I hear faint hissing. Eric is in charge of this here. This is not my doing.
Darn it. Not your fumble fingers.
You were sitting there waiting just to leap and attack. So how we doing?
We have to re.
I'm getting the thumbs up. Reconnect. I'm getting another thumbs up.
So we're not hearing a voice.
This is the cell phone and the Wi-Fi gave me Alzheimer's and I pushed the wrong button. So
it was you.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually it's me. All right, we're looking for a scapegoat. You volunteered.
Well, John asked a good question, Mark. Are you finding the root causes of all this migration in your research there?
No, because I'm based in Washington, D.C. That's the root cause. What I'm coming down here at the border to see is the consequences of what the root cause in Washington, D.C., sitting in the Oval Office, is doing. And, you know, it's pretty bad. I mean, we've talked to the ranchers and law enforcement and what have you. And we've gone and, you know, looked at the fence. It was kind of funny. We were driving today and you can see we're driving along near the fence and you can see it there. And there are places where there's like one unit of fence and then nothing, and then another one unit and then nothing. This was construction that was left half done under Biden. And it's, you know, it's ridiculous. It's not sustainable. I just don't see how this can continue.
You were a great column today, which we saw in the New York Post, and you made very clear something that has, I don't know if it's ever been discussed in anything else I read, that the Biden administration plan here is not to find a way to shut down immigration. It's a way to encourage more, just do it more neatly. So it's less
more orderly. So it doesn't become a news story.
So,
right?
Yeah, it's less chaotic looking. And that really is the policy here. Let's have unlimited immigration. Let's just do it in a more civilized way.
Basically, that's what it amounts to. I mean, when you look at this, you look at the plan that they released, it's a PR document. But even as a PR document, it misses the point, because the first two most important bullet points in their plan for dealing with the border after Title 42 is lifted are about processing efficiently. They use the terms, we got to process people more efficiently. What that means is wave them faster into the United States with less inconvenience and less opportunity for news media to get incriminating pictures of the disaster they're creating. So this is, the good thing, the small good news is that the end of this Title 42 policy, which isn't fixing the border, but it sort of keeps it from becoming a complete catastrophe, has been postponed. The administration wanted to end it on May 23rd. And the judge said, no, you can't do that. And I think the White House kind of breathed a sigh of relief. It was like, thank God a judge is making us keep this in place, because it is political damage control for them. But the judge making them keep this policy from Trump in place enables them to tell their own AOC lefty squad people, hey, nothing we could do about it. Judge made us do it. Our hands are tied.
I have a question about this. Since you're in Washington, why are they so obedient to the far left progressive crowd? They're a tiny percentage of the public. I don't understand. I mean, I saw a Pew poll that only 6% of the country calls themselves progressive. It's about 35% conservative, about 35% moderate, 25% liberal, and 6% progressive. Well, I don't know anybody who's for unfettered illegal immigration 24 hours a day, 365 a year. Why are they enthralled with this?
It's a good question, and I think it's ideological in the sense that the people working in the administration on immigration are drawn from that progressive minority. Those are it's really important to them. They're the ones that the left turns to for their immigration positions, and they do not believe that the borders of the United States are legitimate. They do not believe that the American people have a right to say no to anybody who shows up at the border, unless he's a terrorist or he's got Ebola coming out of his nose or something like that. Other than that, they think people, we just aren't allowed to say no. Those are the people that are driving the bus in the Democratic Party.
So they honestly believe we're equipped to take on that many people from around the world?
Well, I mean, we deserve it if it harms us. I mean, that's kind of the way, it's
they don't care.
Reparations, basically, for our existence.
That's right. So the establishment of the United States back in the 1700s was illegitimate. So
well,
they
even the 1600s.
1600s,
yeah.
So there is no border that they recognize. This place shouldn't exist as it is to begin with.
Yep.
They really
basically
believe that.
What,
huh?
It amounts to.
Every
indication is yes.
Because
when you ask these guys, are you for unlimited immigration? They say, oh, no, no, no. Okay, some of them anyway would say that. A lot of them would say, of course we are. But some of the more mainstream politicians on the Democrat side would say, no, of course we're not for unlimited immigration. I'm like, okay, what are you willing to do to enforce the rules? Let's say you pick a number, ridiculous number. Let's say 2 million legal immigrants a year. You double what we take now. Let's say we do that. What are you willing to do to Mr. 2,000,001 who can't get in that year? And they're unwilling to do anything to enforce limits, therefore unlimited immigration.
And they
but they can't say this really loud publicly because all the polls are the opposite.
Of course it is. And, of course, the problem is the Republicans, and I say this as somebody who's always voted Republican, are the stupid party, and they don't force the issue. They're basically going along with Democratic framing of the issue and talking about, you know, this is a humanitarian disaster, which of course it is, but that's not the main problem. And until we have Republican politicians who can put Democrats on the spot and clarify what the issue is.
Why won't they?
Then
what is their hidden secret?
Won't they?
I
don't think it's a won't. I just don't think they know how to. I mean, honestly.
Well, it's not hard.
Really,
you just did it.
And a lot of the media just doesn't.
I couldn't get elected to Congress either, unfortunately.
And a lot of the media doesn't cover this story at all. I mean, these numbers are unbelievable. The number of encounters at the border.
Yeah, I mean, it's over 200,000 last month. Probably, almost certainly, be higher this month. And if this Title 42 rule ends, which the administration has used to push back about half the people they get at the border, not women or children, just men, not even all the men. But if that ends, this administration is they're actually preparing for the number of people coming across the border to more than double, potentially overnight. And then what the heck are they going to do?
Do they understand how badly this is going over with the public? I mean, the polling numbers are atrocious.
Will this be a voting issue in November, Mark? Do you think people will care when they vote for Congress?
A lot of people will care. I mean, look, there's a lot of people who don't particularly care one way or the other about immigration. You know, when you do you ask people questions, even if they have preferences, for some people it doesn't matter. But for people who want the border enforced and numbers brought down, they're way more intense in their opinion. They want that way more than most of those who will say to a pollster, yeah, I think immigration is good and I don't like kids in cages and blah, blah, blah. It's not that important to them. So yes, it is going to make a difference. And remember, it's not in a vacuum, because the whole border disaster is just piled on top of every other disaster, the gas prices, the inflation, the, you know, Afghanistan mess, all of that stuff piled onto it becomes a bonfire that I think is going to consume the Democrats in November.
All right, Mark. Always appreciate talking to you. Thanks for calling in today.
Happy to do it. Thank you. I'll try to remember next time not to push the wrong button, but the cell phone, I'm telling you, my brain cells are going.
That's all right. We do it all day here.
Mark Krikorian, the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies from Brownsville, Texas, getting a close-up look at the border mess. More coming up.
Johnny Ken, KFI.
Yeah, the iHeartRadio app is a way to connect to the voice line. You can use the talkback feature, a little microphone, to leave a message. You can also call the toll-free number. We got room. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Brandon Judd is going to join us at 5:05. Brandon is the head of the Union for Border Patrol Agents, and we'll get his take. Today, his boss, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, appeared before some budget committees in Congress, and the one thing he said that's getting attention is, we have dealt effectively with the border since we took over. And you look at the numbers, we just talked to Mark Krikorian, that is hard.
Everybody lies.
Now let's play one of our favorite games on the John and Ken show. What kind of violence would you be willing to endure to get a pile of money.
Hmm.
This happens every now and then. Famously, years ago, there was a man. I guess he was a fireman, right?
Yeah.
And he ate some spaghetti laced with dog food. He got a nice payout.
Mm-hmm.
This one is $300,000. The Los Angeles City Council just agreed to pay this to a man who, his name is David Bond. He was part of the protests during the upheaval in 2020 after the killing of George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
He was with a crowd of people that was told to move back and disperse. Things got out of hand. They apparently used some sort of projectile, and he gets $300,000 for losing part of his left testicle.
I'll do it.
Squeaky joints. Very good. I guess every woman would raise her hand and say, I'll do it. No, she's quick.
Part of it? Like, how much?
I don't have a percentage. they're not saying what it was. There was a... He wanted millions. I think he wanted $2 million.
I was going to say $300,000 doesn't seem like much for a piece of the testicle.
I don't know if he can still perform. How? I don't have any information on that.
The testicle is where the... Deborah, help me up on the biology.
I think you can figure it out since you have one.
No.
What are you asking, John?
Where
you don't know what your testicle is?
No, that's where the sperm come from, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's produced.
They're manufactured there.
Right.
So how old is he? I mean,
it doesn't say, but everybody involved in these protests is usually young.
Young, right? So he had a lot of child making years ahead of him, presumably.
Now
can the right testicle cover that, or do you need both going?
He's seen on video. They did not have a video of him being shot in the groin. However, he was part of a large protest, and the city lawyers wrote that he's seen on video using a tennis racket and a salad bowl to shield himself from the projectiles being fired at him and the crowd by police.
Why didn't he just go home?
The salad bowl didn't work. He should have strapped it over there.
You know, I have zero empathy. Just go home. You make a big ruckus in the street.
The city attorney wrote that he's observed shouting and being argumentative, but and he refused to follow officers' orders, but they don't think his noncompliance should have led to using what they call less lethal munitions on him.
Do you think the cop enjoyed that shot?
And that's why the city has agreed to pay him $300,000. He got no medical treatment. He drove home, but then his fiancée took him to the hospital. He underwent surgery. Well,
she has an interest there.
And part of his left testicle was removed, yes. His attorney says we're happy with the settlement. So
wow, what do you think that felt like?
You know, you get a kick there. That's in all the movies. That hurts. Can you imagine getting
If you just get, like, just banged a little bit, that could send you on the floor for a while.
Doesn't say it was a 37 or 40 millimeter projectile fired at relatively close range. So it's not a beanbag, is it?
Did the projectile just blow it right off? Or
No. I think it crushed it, would be my guess.
Oh, I see.
Probably caused some sort of problem with blood flow.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking they had to go in there.
But
he didn't lose all the testicle, just part of it.
Just part of it?
That's what it says. Part of his left testicle was removed.
I just can't imagine the sensation.
Girls
will never understand that kind of pain.
We have other pains.
Yeah,
they do. Childbirth.
I know. They're always carrying on about childbirth.
Oh,
always about the pain.
They always have that card to play.
Yes, exactly.
That's always the trump card.
All right, Brandon Judd is coming back on the John and Ken show. He's agreed to come on and give us his take on the border. He is, of course, the head of the union for the Border Patrol agents, and they're dealing with a lot these days, particularly with the possibility of another massive round of migrants. Next.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. Today.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.